Hey, it's for horses.
Nice.
right, elevator pitch. It the whole You want to be intelligent? You want a vision? You don't want to die? Take this course.
Well, you could say something to the effect of, I think it's important to distinguish ourselves from everybody else in that, say something like, in a field of options on worldview, we still can't seem to get homeschoolers with a vision for the future. Partly due to bad theology, or you can rephrase that, partly due to theology, partly due to lack of training and application, homeschooling or homeschoolers seem to have lost their way. This class, this course, these people are here to connect the knowledge with the application so that your student is prepared for life, the challenges not only of adulthood, but of the modern world we live in.
Prepared to lead in this life.
There you go.
Key word there, They love it. Just give it to them.
Yep. Everyone wants their kid to be a leader, you know?
Yeah.
Right. Following.
Well, if you listen to the leadership training courses, you'll know why everybody's followers. It's like the whole their leadership training course. Yeah. They're not. They're about how to be followers. Well, that's the whole point of this course. You can't record what you're saying as well. Oh, I see.
I gotta get it set up so it's perfect.
Aliens in outer space.
Yeah, not that one.
And is our IT support online.
You just made my cat run out of the room like I was trying to kill her. Apparently, high frequency is not her favorite thing.
That's the idea. Well, while he's doing that, I'll ask another question because he can take notes and work on recording at the same time, right, Jonathan? Okay.
Did you get that?
Did you have any more?
Okay.
Do you have any more questions? I mean, I'm gonna let you take because you got this going. So I'm gonna let you keep on going, Jonathan, if you have more questions.
I'm no good at that.
What'd you say, Jonathan? Rephrase that for me. I can barely hear you. How do we convince somebody to get them to give us money? Is that what I'm hearing?
Well, okay. Not that this is my area of expertise per se, but I do sell curriculum all day long for a living every day. Make them pay me to teach them something. I would say usually in sales, you're filling a need. We need to make them realize they have a strong need for this first.
Educating and the then populace. Needs,
like, you need, what's the problem here? What are we trying to fix? You need, what we're talking about here in the elevator speech, you're already talking to a higher level of homeschooler to even notice there's something wrong. You're talking to the Linda Bacons. You're not talking to, like, the person who absolutely adores their homeschool group and spends 3 nights a week involved in it. You're talking to the people that are going, yeah, I looked around the homeschool graduation thing and half the girls were dressed like tramps and all the guys looked useless. Like, so, no offense, sorry. But like, so if you start there and assume that's your market, asking, you know, here's the problem. You want your kid to be better than the average homeschooler. You want your kid to have more of a worldview than the average homeschooler. You want your kid to have a work ethic. You want your kid to know why they believe what they believe. We'll teach you that. Unfortunately, like all good things, it costs us money to put this together. I think, you know, either the monthly subscription, there's a company out there called Time for Learning. The number 4 is the Time for Learning. They charge a monthly subscription for their classes. They're mostly elementary and they're an online interactive, like 4+4 is what? 6+6 is what? But they do really well because people can jump in and out. Like when you're busy in December, you don't have to pay in December. But I think for our purposes, we're not going to charge enough. I think they should get monthly access, yes, but I don't think they should get charged monthly because we're not going to charge enough at first, especially to make it even worse. You know, I like the idea of giving them the first like 3 weeks free, and then it's $20 for the rest of the year per student with no teacher help and no grading, or $59 for the rest of the year with teacher help, teacher grading, interaction, keep your login. You know, $20 is for the book list and the documentary links. And if you are motivated on your own, do it by yourself. If you're not motivated by yourself and your parents want you to interact with other people on these ideas, and you want, mom wants to have to not worry about grading, and mom wants to not worry about, is he learning, is he getting it? Because mom doesn't know any of the stuff in the books. Mom's not educated. She doesn't have the benefits of a classical education, to comp Robert Fort. So mom doesn't want to do that. That's what the extra $40-$50 comes in. And if we get even 10 kids signed up at, you know, $59, that's your web hosting fee for the year. That's, you know, I don't know. Oh, awesome. Awesome.
Oh, okay, yeah. Yeah, Dad, that's a brilliant idea to start out with.
Well, I like Kinism. That's a class that, you know, does that come in humanities? Does that come in comparative religions? Absolutely. That's how, I mean, at Christ College, where Michael Butler himself is trying to teach me about Jews, he still had to call it comparative religions, even though we spent 1 week on Islam, 1 week on Buddhism, and the whole rest of 26 weeks on Judaism.
Wow.
Like, and we read Michael Hoffman until our eyes fell out, you know? The Kaisers? Yeah.
Yes, true.
Yeah, something, that's a branch of the Jews, yeah. I refuse to talk in Mordor. I said, I refuse to talk in Mordor tongues, so if you want to, go ahead.
The history of the, there's a course right there, though. The history of the Ashkenazis. Ashkenazis.
It sounds like Nazis. Are you people Nazis? Just It might be something.
This new anti-Semite course opens up.
Spots available. Filling up fast. Contact soon. I do like the idea, now that I'm thinking about this a little bit, that we give the first couple of weeks of every class free. First of all, it gives the kids a chance to really see what they're about to learn and dig into it. And even if that just means, you know, they never see the full class syllabus without the $20, they only see the syllabus for the first 2 weeks for free. That would be a separate sheet of paper, obviously. But that way, you know, they kind of get their appetite going for it, and they don't ever feel like, yeah, I paid for that and I got nothing. Because we hear that a lot with our online curriculum. You have to pay for it even to see it. And so people, I have to get a return because it's not at all what I wanted it to be. Well, if we'd let you see a 10-minute demo, you might not have bought it. So, you know, giving them 2 weeks to kind of opt in or opt out. And it's always that cliffhanger moment of like, to view the next page, pay $20. Oh, shoot. I really want to see my next whatever. $20?
Well, a syllabus, I would say, would be is a list of books and materials. That's what a syllabus is. The course is going to be laid out, though, by module. Is that correct?
Yes.
That's the idea, I believe, was what Emily
That's
was
what
saying.
I meant. Like, the first 2 weeks, the first two modules. Can you
What do you mean by that? Go ahead, Emily.
Go ahead.
You understand
well, I think theoretically, Pastor Brett is the person who's taking the book list and walking through, like, he's introing each book in a narrative format, if you like, you know. And he intros the book, or he intros the section, he intros the problem, he says, go read your reading. So he doesn't have to explain the concept. He just says, go read your reading. Pages, you know, 1 through 27 of this book or this entire book. And then come back and, you know, answer these 20 questions, you know, 15 of them in a paragraph and 5 in an essay. And think through the implications for this in 5 other areas in free thinking. Post all of that on this website where you've logged in. So Pastor's not actually doing the work of re-teaching worldview. He's also going to pull in, like we mentioned this before you came on, documentaries, hopefully not YouTube videos, but if it comes to YouTube videos, it will. Documentaries, some of Francis Schaeffer's works, some like presuppositional apologetics documentary type stuff.
Rush Juni stuff.
In to make some Rush Juni audio if we need to make an audio video multimedia component in addition to the reading. And then again, we can have questions after that, or if you want to, you know, just kind of, Pastor's going to intro it and flesh it out a little and kind of couch it to make it easier to understand. But he doesn't have to actually rewrite, you know, Worldview 101.
What I would also say at this point is, it's going to slip away. Yeah, just, I had in my mind, it went. I'll come back. It keeps on popping up. Oh, yes. That's the one question. I guess it's more of an IT question I can ask later. I won't.
Well, that's where the grading comes in too.
Yeah.
So basically, it's $20 for the book list, I guess, and $60 for the guided course. Is that what I'm? That's basically it. Well, my dad's brilliant, so that's fine. Okay, well, here's another concept that I think is very important. What we're going to do for those people, I mean, let's say people have a question about some material. This is part of, it's going to be a growing course. So basically, this person has a question. My dad does a pod, and so what my dad, he either finds a material or he does a podcast on that question, and that becomes part of the course material. That maybe we just put in the frequently asked questions of that module. So if somebody has a question in that area, they can listen. Those are like, here's more content. View these.
I see.
Well, yeah, my dad can do, instead of like doing intros, he can do, I mean, dad does lectures. I mean, I just, what I see is, you know, dad always did those worldview classes. Basically,
on Wednesdays. Yeah.
Yeah. He can do lectures on the content. That's most definitely true. And you still read the material. I think we should have lectures with the content. Yes. So it is more of a guided. Go ahead, Emily.
I would say I would hate to make your dad do lectures just for our sake, but if he could, I know this sounds terrible, but kind of make his Wednesday night kids or his Wednesday kids, if he could just make our course for us while he's doing those kids and just record what he's saying, and if you guys can edit out the questions the little kids throw at him, just edit out all the question series, you know, and then he doesn't have to just sit down some night and re-lecture everything he lectured earlier in the day, but I do think lecture content would really boost this from a book list to...
Emily, I'm going to actually disagree. I love my dad, and I want his content, and I don't mind him putting lecture work so that I have his content, even when he gets to be 90 and he can't speak anymore. So this is how I get him on paper and audio. So I mean, yes. What does dad say? He's the one doing the lectures. Dad. Wow, this is, I guess, good thing that's good why Jonathan's here. What'd you say? As I said, see it as your training of
your grandkids.
Exactly, grandkids. Especially for the ones up north who won't be able to come down and visit you every week to be able to get all of those courses. They're going to have those all online and be able to do those. Well, that I think that's most definitely, I mean, you have to have the macro.
Yes.
To make the micro, so.
Yeah. Well, and the other thing is not only at this point, this is also, you know, lectures are handy, but this is also where you can pull in guest lectures, stored lectures online. Like, not every single lecture needs to be dad live or your dad live. It can be, you contact Ian Hodge and you ask him what was your best lecture on, you know, baptized inflation, and he sends it to you. And, you know, you kind of make a compilation of lectures, some of which are self-created, but others of which, you know, you get the best from Pocket College on this topic or something like that to make it, you know.
Go ahead, Jonathan.
I personally reject the term sociology. No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding. Move forward. I was kidding. Let's go forward.
All right. So, anyways, what do you guys think of that idea?
I'm with you.
We can do course by course.
Well,
I'm a Menshevik, though. I'm no Bolshevik. What are you talking about?
I'm with Jonathan on this. Like, I don't want to commit pastor's time to, you're about to do lectures on economics, politics, history, you know, theology, epistemology. Like, no, no, no. Work on this, what we can't pull in from other people, and what, you know, sometimes, honestly, I would imagine, pastor, there are going to be times where you don't know of anyone who does a lecture on the topic as well as it needs to be done. That's the ones where we want you to step in and say, there's a lot of information out there on this topic. Let me summarize it for you. Let me condense it for you. Let me give it to you straight without having to glean the best out of this guy who's an idiot over here and that guy who's good on this topic but a moron in five others. Like, you know, pastor, when you run into an area... Right. Then you say, I'm going to step in now and do a lecture and make it your Wednesday lecture if you have to. And say, hey, kids, sorry, you know, we're going to take a small, you know, it's a little bit less important to what we were talking about last week, but we're going to do it anyway. Somebody record it. Somebody edit it. You don't do the work twice.
I disagree with that, Emily, first because it's not a good recording atmosphere and that doesn't give you high quality stuff. Second,
I don't know anything about the Wednesdays. I just don't like the idea of your dad doing the work 2-3 times.
My dad, okay, let's just put it this way, Emily. I think my dad's he's educating his grandkids, okay? So, I mean, I don't mind him doing a lecture twice a week.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's what he's saying.
Yeah. Well, you have to work to get somewhere. You can't cut corners.
Yeah, and the whole grandkids thing is the angle of the emotion.
Me? I'm going to be the genius behind it all and make all the coursework. Be truthful. First of all, I'm working the organization of it, like getting this phone call together, stuff like that. The other thing is, if we're bringing in money, there has to be accounting side to it, and administration side, and customer side, which I'll be doing. And then also, I'm going to be working, along with Rachel on the website, and so mainly I'm kind of the operations. Put it bluntly.
Well, I don't... Okay, just a side note here. I don't know really, Anthony, what your skills are. Like, I don't know... Yeah, I don't know where you're at, like, on some of these levels, but I do think there are a lot of areas where you have a strong Christian worldview. I have a strong Christian worldview. In all of this, I don't want it to be your dad's... Like, the weight of it rests in your dad, and it doesn't move forward unless your dad is doing that. If you and I can write course outlines or, you know, syllabus out or module outlines, and if you and I can fill that area for your dad.
That's another good point. If dad gives me a macro with the, you know, courses, I can work on making more of a module outline after me.
Right.
I have to have a little help.
I think you and I can both do that, was my point.
Yeah, that's definitely true. I can do that too. I think John could probably do that too if he was interested as well. But that's my writing skills are good if I take the time, but that means a lot of time. I'm also very rigid in terms of I give you. No, I'm sorry, I'm not. Rachel might be able to, but Lord, we could definitely ask Lord to do those kind of things. Well, Lord might not have the time, but Anna might be another good option too.
Yeah, I think there's a pool of pretty talented. I mean, you couldn't trust most other homeschool graduates to do this, let's be honest, but you could trust any McAtee kid, most door kids, I'm assuming any Potter, any one of us could do the narrative part. Well, and then Potter can look it over and see what he thinks of it.
I'm not sure if narrative is exactly necessary, but I think what you're right. The course needs to be tied in together. It can't be just one module, not the next module. The modules need to be tied in together. The whole course needs to be tied in together. And I think that's what you're saying. I'm not worried about the...
Look at this guy getting all picky. Kids have to like it, he said.
Yeah, I'm not worried about the kids liking it. I'm not... I mean, I mean, I'm truthful. I'm not. I think it needs to be.
sorry, Anthony, but I don't. There's a lot of homeschool moms that when the kid gets frustrated, and this is all, and let's say all out of mom's league, when the kid gets frustrated, mom cannot help. If the kid doesn't like it, mom calls and says, "I'd like my money back, please."
Ah, sorry. That's again.
Is that the guy who wrote the Apologia textbooks? Yeah. I'm fine with it, and I think it's no harder to write that way than it is to write, you know, or rephrase. Pastor can write however he wants, and it wouldn't be too terribly hard for one of us to sit down and take pastor's Wait. Content and make it into a
narrative format.
Yeah.
We're talking about writing kind of intro for every module. I think basically what we're saying, if Dad does a lecture, we won't really need too much narrative because that will be the narrative content. If Dad gets a guest lecture, we might need a little bit of narrative content and stuff, maybe like two or three paragraphs on just narrative on this particular on content. That's basically what I think I'm hearing.
Part of me just thinks we should get started and see where we can work this stuff in. Like, I don't know what all pastors capable of doing for time and for effort. So to, like, yeah. I wasn't thinking a whole lot of audio narrative, honestly, until Anthony started saying that. I was thinking more writing. Pastor, think of it this way. You're writing up, you know, let's say this worldview class has 20 modules, 15, whatever it is. 15 would be one semester. 30 would be two semesters. Maybe we should go for 30 since we have a lot to cover and we want to go pretty thoroughly and, like Jonathan said, make it brilliant. Each of those modules, what you're going to do is you're going to sit down. First of all, make those modules. What are they titled? And that's going to give you your, you know, your map. And then sit down on each topic and let's say, okay, what are the best resources here? Are there any video or audio resources here? And then you're going to kind of flesh out what you want them to have learned in that 1 week module. And then you're going to write.
Somebody give me some notes because this needs to be put down in notes. Go ahead, Emily.
Then you're going to sit down and write. Assuming they read this, you're going to either write up some questions or one of us will write up some questions if we know the topic well enough. And then one of us is going to sit down and try to take the material, not you, Pastor, but take that material that you've said is important and hit the main points that you've put in your outline for that module as important. And we're going to write it up in a narrative like either we're a high school student going through this with the high school reader, or we're grandfather teaching the student about it, or we're in the first person or the third person or something, but we're going to couch it in ways that make it interesting to a high schooler and make it a little more bite-sized pieces. You know, we'll come back and repeat things that he might have missed in the reading, or we'll come back and restate things he might have covered 4 units ago and have forgotten. You know, so we're going to flesh it out and make it more interesting to the student by doing this narrative thing. The lectures obviously don't need that, probably. You know, not your lectures.
I think this is my problem. I think you're right, Emily. I think my problem here is that I'm just thinking, how can somebody not be interested in this? And it's like, I listen to my dad's lectures and I love them. How could you not be interested in that?
I know. So, I know.
I guess this.
More specifically.
Yeah, I think that's part of my also thing. If a person isn't interested in this, I mean, we can try to make it more friendly and make it easier for them, but if somebody's not interested in this, they're not going to do it. It's not the kind of content where if you make it user friendly, some people are going to be going through it. This is the kind of content that they're going to be truthful. They're going to either hate it or they're going to love it. I really think that's going to be the case in this particular. That's
probably largely true.
That's yeah.
Yep. it's not a lack of interest. It's more a lack of, like, I mean, I have that too. You know, there are some topics I'm very interested in reading Rush Juni, but if you handed me Institutes of Biblical Law, even if my parents are theonomic, or even if I'm, because, for example, Sunlight curriculum puts the Institutes of Biblical Law, Volume 1, as their 12th grade Bible curriculum. Okay? So it is out there, but, like, what do you do to make a high school student in 12th grade pick up a book that big and go, my parents ordered this for me for 12th grade, I'm a senior, I'm thinking about my job, about college, about getting a girlfriend or boyfriend. I don't want to, what is this huge book? Like, well, that's kind of.
Yeah. But you're just hopefully,
you know what?
Get them that age, they don't have that kind of mindset, but that's true. Is 12th grade high school the first high school grade?
It's the last high school grade.
Well, see, that's, I mean, you know, yeah, what we can't, I'm targeting the first high school, though, because I don't think, I mean, they're too far gone by the time they're 17 or 16. They are. They may be,
but remember, there's a lot of homeschoolers looking for, how do I finish my kid off for the world? How do I get this,
yeah, that's,
you know,
true.
What is the edge they need before they hit college? I mean, there's a massive fear in the homeschool movement that their kids are going to hit college and they're going to lose them.
Well, that's a good fear to have. It's true fear.
Well, I mean, it's a grounded fear, and they know it. So if this is the class that, this is the insulating class. After this class, your kid will never want to be like the world again. Like, yep. I mean, because there's,
you know, well, that's the key to marketing, though. You appeal to their fear, and that's basically what you're saying.
Right. We do offer, at Alpha Omega, we offer a class called Foundations of Christian Living. It's actually pretty crappy in the grand scheme of compared to what we're talking about here, and there's very little content. But it's very, very popular for at 12th grade because it's those parents going, well, I've homeschooled her with Rebecca, Bob Jones, Saxon. I don't feel like I've done a very good job. I'm worried about her because she's moving off to college. You know, what do you have to remind her where she came from? And I have to say, well, we have this Foundations of Christian Living course that kind of, you know, reminds them how the Bible applies to their life in some areas that are non-denominational and Baptistic at best. Like, you know, like, I mean, there is a demand for this at the 12th grade level, and there's also demand for, let's set them on the right course, like you guys are talking about. I think it could go either way. Either way, I think a narrative or a, like, making the format more friendly can't possibly hurt, but not having it friendly can hurt.
So I think what we should start out with, again, I think Jonathan's right with quality over quantity. I think we should start with one course and work and make that a really good course. Now, in terms of narrative, I think we should try to make it friendly. Jonathan's advocating narrative as a person, the way of making it friendly, which is a, you know, I personally going to leave it in that in and I'm going to say I don't really. It's a little beyond me to envision that exactly because I don't have to see the course material. I don't see the course. I have to see it before I understand exactly what he's saying. But my theory is I want to leave that up to you and my dad, how you're going to make it friendly. And maybe Jonathan, if he wants to look at it, it's after we put something together. And he says, I mean, let's get the first course. I guess what I'm saying, at this point, I think we're arguing about the little things. Let's get the first overall macro view. Let's start with maybe get the first module working in a little more detail. Then we can look at the first module together and say, okay, what do we all think this needs to be changed in to make it more friendly? Or do we think this looks good? I think we're trying to get too far right now.
Okay.
Worldview 101, yes. Which is going to be a, what is it? It's the overall topic, and then broken down to 15 modules. Each module is a particular particular topic, I guess. And then,
Pastor, that's kind of your area. Do you think you can cover the topic in 15 weeks, or would you prefer to start out thinking you're going to have 30 weeks?
15 weeks? You mean that's all?
Well, that's a semester.
Yeah.
Okay, so let's go with 30 weeks, 30 units.
Yeah,
this is, I mean, yeah.
you could also label it. I mean, leadership. Okay, I think Jonathan, you're right. We need to make one course, but I think the first thing we need to do, because I think this is what we keep on running into. How are we going to break out the courses? Basically, what we need is the macro. Our first course is going to be Worldview 101. But what other courses are we going to do so he doesn't end up, you know, clashing materials?
So could we do a 15-week, a one-semester class on what is worldviews, how do you make them, how do you get one, who has one, you know, and how to identify one? You know, your dad goes into, you know, everybody has a worldview. Everything affects worldview. It's called, you know, it touches into epistemology, blah, blah, blah. But your dad just kind of walks people through, like, worldview awareness. And then the second half is, what is a Christian worldview? A Christian worldview is going to touch on these 15 areas that we're going to cover in the next 15 weeks. These are obviously, you know, bite-sized looks at what worldview is and isn't from a Christian perspective. And what a Christian worldview looks like. So then you have 1 week on economics. I know that's brief. You'll need an audio lecture or even several. They'll have to read just Tom Rose on economics, maybe, or just...
Maybe Arthur Hazlitt's Economics 101.
Yeah, Hazlitt's 101 and Rush, Dooney's Larceny in the Heart. And then two lectures from Pastor, and that's a week's worth of material, and that's plenty. And then they've got a one-page essay on inflation or a one-page something on interest or whatever. The next unit is on, you know, children or parenting or the stuff that parents are, you know, college or economics... That's very true.
We can break it down. Yeah, go ahead. Yeah, that's basically, I guess that's the best way. The way you should look at it, Dad, is first of all, it's Worldview 101, which is what is, how is, and, you know, what's Christian worldview, those kind of questions. But then it's also the basic application for each area, just the basic, the very basic. I mean, it's the introductory. And if you want, and then you say, basically, we could even use that as a song, the economic worldview. And then basically, once we have an economic course up, which we'll eventually do after we make a really great course here, let's say we do make an economic one, then, you know, you want to learn more about economics, take this course. And so they have this option to, all right, here's our introductory content, but this is like the introductory course. This course breaks down to all these other courses, and those courses all break down to other courses. So really what you're doing is you're doing a worldview application basic at this point. So you're doing Worldview 101 and Worldview Application to Spheres of Life Basic 101. Does that make sense? Yeah. All right. Okay, so I think the question is, how do you want him to lay out his syllabus, or do you not care too much, Emily? Is the whole idea? All right, sounds good.
Yep. Yes. Can somebody show Pastor Google Docs, and then we'll share, and I can jump in with him and.
Yeah, you need to give us your email address still, but go ahead and Skype that when you have a chance.
It is, just if someone can write it down right now. It is EM, like my name, M, and my last name, Dorr, D-O-R-R, @gmail.com.
Okay, we got it. And then, Dad, what's your Gmail address? Or do we have to set you up with one? Or do you... okay. All right. Well, my dad's at the office with Jonathan right now, and so Jonathan can definitely show him how to do that. And I'll be heading out there too. So he has IT support, so we can definitely show him how to use it. At this point, I'm going to be working on that website, and we're going to be talking about what I need to do when I get there. Hopefully today. I might, depending on how much time, we might have to make another schedule. But that's basically my goal at this point, to set the website and at least get the basics in. But we can't really do too much until we know exactly how we're going to do the course layout, because we can't really, get the course layout until – get the website laid out until we get the course laid out. Yeah.
Deal.
Jonathan, I really that's up to you.
I think, let's all be honest here, we're going to need somebody to poke us and prod us and keep us going forward, because we're all busy. We all have a lot going on. If we could have somebody designated that if we haven't made any progress whatsoever for a week, somebody comes and starts, okay, where are we at, Emily? Your action items were to do this, this, and this, and kind of not necessarily have to have a Skype call every Saturday, but, somebody who's watching it going, okay, nobody's logged into the Google Docs for 5 days. Does somebody plan to get in there sometime soon, or is everybody current with editing past your stuff?
I'm going to actually, I think the best person to do that would actually probably be Rachel. Because she's nice and friendly, but she's good at keeping up on things like that, so...
Well, right.
And you have to be doing lectures too, Dad, which I think is awesome because I've been waiting for you to do lectures forever. So. I want your intelligence, like I said, Dad. I just don't want everybody else's intelligence compiled. I want your intelligence.
Anthony. Okay, like I said, Pastor, your job is to find these modules. And if you find an area where you don't think somebody already has a lecture that captures it quite right, then you sit down with Jonathan Potter and a microphone and pretend you're doing your Wednesday thing, and you tease out the concept properly instead of letting some other idiot do it that doesn't do it very well. Because, these kids will tend to hero worship whoever's lectures you stick in there. So you don't want to stick in, Doug Phillips's fantastic lecture on the federal headship of the father, because, Doug Phillips is kind of a moron. So if you find an area that you don't think there's an adequate lecture available or body of knowledge available that the student can actually assimilate, because we don't want them to have to read 10 books to pick out and tease out what's good. They're not going to read 10 books on one topic to find and sift through what's good. That's the only time you would make a lecture, is when you think, man, nobody really just hits this, presuppositional thing in a 1 hour format. Everybody just writes a huge book on it.
Yeah, and that's kind of my idea, Dad, is you used to, when we did classes, you would just less listen to whatever is being listened to or go off notes, and then you would say, this is how it all works, and basically your lecture was the important thing, and then you would be to listen to everything else. But I always found your lecture the most helpful, and that's basically what I'm looking for. It's not necessarily all the content. I'm just looking for you tying in all the content and making it make sense and saying this is what we need to understand from the content.
If you want to do that in writing, you're welcome to. If you find somebody else who does a good job in audio or on documentary or whatever that you trust and you like it, throw that in. Or if it's easier, it's helpful to have, like Iron Rhetoric stuff, just take that over and bring it over and drop it in. Do it for Iron Rhetoric, post it there first, and then we'll put it in this course as well.
All right, so Jonathan, go in terms of what you're going to do, this point, obviously, one key thing you're going to be doing is helping with the organization of where people are doing, how people are doing it, because you understand this a little very well. Another thing I see you're doing is you're definitely going to be helping me out with IT, and you kind of have the person with the intelligence. You can probably go into everything and help us out wherever you want. That's what I'm saying. It depends upon how much you want to get involved, Jonathan.
Right.
Okay.
You're no fun. Hey, something we really, 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 really need to hammer out here is how are we going to divide the royalties from this?
Yeah. That's one thing I had set up.
I'm kidding. I was kidding.
you know, I'm happy with that.
I was more joking.
I think it's important though, because I don't want to tear relations apart. If this does become a moneymaker, I don't want everybody to say, well, I want this and I want that. We do need a slight understanding.
Tell you what, when we have more than $50, we'll talk it over again.
All right.
Deal.
And marketing, too. I mean,
yep. Anytime soon.
All right.
I was entirely kidding when I brought that up, actually.
It's still something important because, I mean, I've heard of cases where two reform people get together and they start doing something and then they have the wrong understanding of how they were sharing it, and then ends up tearing them apart. That's not something I want to run into. But I agree, it's not a big deal until we actually start earning money. And at that point, we can also see, you know, who's done the more labor. I mean,
it's going to be Brett, so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, sounds good to me. Is there anything else, Jonathan? All right, I want to make a few notes before we go. The other thing is market. I don't know if we need to talk about this now, but I want to start. If you know ways to get email lists, it's not quite that important, but we need to be thinking about that kind of thing, how to get email so we can create a marketing with email.
Okay.
LaunchRock.com. Okay.
Okay.
Triumphant theologians. Okay, I mean, I'm going to be talking with you, and I'll look at it and look it around. We can see. All right, sounds good. I think that's more of my thing anyways, and I can do this part. So, all right, awesome.
I'm sorry? I do, yep. It's 712-330-9169.
It.
That's right. No trouble at all.
Oh, I think great. Do you have anything else, Jonathan? I just don't think you do.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll say yes. Let's have Dad close with prayer. I agree with you totally.
Amen. No, I declined that. They're sending me to Minnesota to train 1 week a month for the foreseeable future. So I'm training a new department up there, but I declined being the manager of it, and I declined relocating. So I don't really know what my job will look like in 6 months, but we'll see. Yeah, I'll be there. Oh, yes. I think... my car will be going there with at least one occupant, so.
All right. Take care, Emily. One more thing before we all go. I do think we need to have another call in a month at least. Is that okay with everyone?
Well, one thing is, I'll be out there.
That's
in
true.
Three
Thanksgiving.
And a half
You're right. Forget it. That'll be fine then. All right.
And
sounds
then,
good, people.
Yeah. All right. Take care.
Right. Yep. Take care.
Right. Bye.
Bye. Thank you.
All right. Hey, Jonathan. So you're going to do a podcast, I'm guessing. Should we head out there? I mean, I guess we got about an hour. That should be enough to cover a few things. All right. We'll be there probably around 11:40. And you have about 45 minutes, maybe. All right. Sounds good, Jonathan. Thanks for all your help. I really appreciate it. Yep. Bye.